From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters Thursday gave the Islamic State group Jihadist 48 hours to leave their stronghold of Manbij in an effort to protect civilian lives there. The initiative is the last remaining chance for members of IS to leave town. That's according to the Manbij Military Council, which is part of the Syrian Democratic Forces Alliance. The warning came 2 days after strikes launched by the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS reportedly killed at least 56 civilians fleeing the town near Manbij. It follows an intense backlash over the reported deaths in the U.S.-led strikes on the village near Manbij earlier this month. Those deaths provoked local protests. Defense ministers, meanwhile, from more than 30 countries have reviewed and agreed upon the next steps for taking on the Islamic State terror group in its final stronghold. After the meeting Wednesday at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the coalition discussed its next move after seizing control of Mosul.
Most of our conversation today was, as General Motel indicated, about what happens after the defeat of ISIL in Mosul, stabilization plans, reconstruction plans, and so forth.
Turkish lawmakers are expected to approve Thursday President Erdogan's call for a 3-month state of emergency in a move that paves the way for further purges of his opponents after a coup attempt Friday failed to topple him and his government. The state of emergency would be in place for a period of 3 months, according to Erdogan's announcement in a televised address late Wednesday night. This is VOA News. The European Central Bank Thursday held its key interest rates unchanged with the benchmark refinancing rate at 0%, according to a spokesman. As widely expected, the ECB's decision-making governing council also voted to hold the rate at its marginal lending facility steady at 0.2% and the rate on its deposit facility at minus 0.40%. Republicans holding their national convention in Cleveland, Ohio, Wednesday, heard Indiana Governor Mike Pence accept their nomination as presidential nominee Donald Trump's running mate.
Delegates, friends, and my fellow Americans, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am deeply humbled by your confidence, and on behalf of my family, here and gone, I accept your nomination to run and serve as vice president of the United States of America.
Meanwhile, Trump, who was nominated as the party's presidential nominee late Tuesday, will deliver his acceptance speech on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party holds its national convention in Philadelphia next week. 3 Hong Kong student leaders have been convicted for taking part in a protest that led to a massive pro-democracy demonstration nearly 2 years ago. Joshua Wong and Alex Chow were found guilty Thursday of taking part in unlawful assembly, while Nathan Law was found guilty of inciting others to take part. The trio is due back in court on August 15th for sentencing. Joshua Wong spoke to reporters.
However, no matter what is the penalty or the price that we need to pay, we will still continue to fight against the suppression from the government. And also, we know that facing the largest communist regime in the world is a long-term battle for us to fight for democracy. Even if we face the serious penalty, or we may need to pay the price in the future, we will still continue to fight and push forward the self-determination movement.
Russia Thursday slammed a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport to reject an appeal against a ban for doping that will see the track and field team miss the Rio Games. In my view, this is a subjective, somewhat politicized decision for which there is no legal basis. That's according to the sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, speaking to the TASS news agency. A rowdy brawl among a group of drunken Australians forced a plane to make an unscheduled landing in Indonesia, according to an official Thursday. That Jetstar flight from Australia to Thailand was forced to reroute to the Indonesian resort island of Bali on Wednesday evening after several passengers began fighting. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.